Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us again our good friend David Reed. He's the Director of Training for Nature's Plus. How you doing, David?
Doing real great today. Beautiful day.
Oh, isn't it? It's a little warm here in Illinois. Where are you at?
I'm actually in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oklahoma. Wow. That is wild. Hey, we're going to talk about a product that's maybe even more for just acid reflux. The more I look at this, the more I'm thinking, wow, this is good for just almost every kind of digestive disorder, inflammation, and healing. Now, we were talking off the air the other day about, you know, one of the maybe the most fantastic big item that you have that's kind of really surprised you and your customers and has been a really phenomenal product. And it's called GI Natural Total Digestive Wellness. And again, you're from Nature's Plus. This is a really interesting formulation. The more I looked at it, the more I thought, wow, this is going to be good for, and we were kind of talking about acid reflux, but this is also going to be good for, I even think, is something as, you know, chronic as Crohn's. So tell me a little bit about the development or the history behind this product, because I think it's been around for a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, the tablets have been around for quite a while. In fact, actually, we developed it because of a nutritionist who did a lot of work in people having problems with acid reflux or GI problems or leaky gut syndrome, all that. So he really was the person that really came to us and really wanted us to put together a product that would focus on all these areas.
How long ago was that? Like 10 years ago? Or?
No, actually, only about 6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because some of the things in here look a little bit newer to me. I mean, like the serrapeptidase and so forth, that just really came about not too long ago. So it's got some ingredients in here that I thought were like kind of new or novel. So it's a pill. And how?
Yeah, right. It's a tablet. They're extended release, bilayer tablet.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of unique the way we deliver the items to the body. So it does a really unique job.
Okay. Well, tell me about that. Why is it bilayered? You know, I know it's got probiotics and enzymes and all that, and it would make sense because you want things to be absorbed in at different stages in the digestive tract. So tell me a little bit about the science behind that.
Yeah. Basically, the reason why is that we want to protect the probiotics. So we actually set them in another part of the layer of the tablet, and we actually enterically coat that so it doesn't break down in the stomach.
Okay, and what does enteric coated mean for our listening audience?
Okay, basically what we're doing, we're actually putting a ingredient on there that actually helps prevent the acid from destroying the prebiotics and the probiotics.
Okay, all right. That makes a lot of sense. So that way it'll be digested not in the stomach and be what we would call denatured or neutralized. It'll digest later on where it can really colonize and do what it's supposed to do and feed. The prebiotics would be obviously the food for the good bacteria, the probiotics, and then it's got the probiotics in it, which would probably open up and seed and or reseed and, you know, colonize the small and large intestine. Is that correct?
Certainly is.
All right. So it's bilayered. How many do you have to take of this product?
Well, see, basically it depends on the severity of the problem. I'll give you a good example.
Okay.
I had a gentleman who had 20 years of acid reflux, been on every drug known to mankind. Nothing worked.
I've got some customers like that. I got a couple of them. Yeah.
So actually, I had him take 3 tablets before each meal and then 3 before he went to go to bed. And that was 15 tablets a day for 90 days. But in 90 days, we cleared up his total problem that he had for 20 years. And that's 4 years ago, and it hasn't come back.
And is he now, what is he doing, a maintenance dose, or what is he doing for?
Yes.
Okay, so what would that be?
He's doing 1 tablet before each meal.
Wow, and you said 15. Is he eating like 5 meals a day or something?
No, because then the reason that was when I was working on the major problem, I had to get the L-glutamine up to a certain level.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's why we developed another product to go along with this, but the key there was to get enough in there to really rebuild the mucosal membrane.
Right.
There's really some key ingredients in here. One is the L-glutamine.
Yes, tell us about that. Yeah, right. L-glutamine. Now, I always think about that for, like, bodybuilders, you know, because it's muscle and everything. But I've also heard, if you look at the research on it, and I think it is the most common or the amino acid that is most commonly found in the body. It's like, if you look at all the amino acids, it's like 30% of the amino acids in our body is L-glutamine. Correct?
Right, you certainly are.
Yeah.
Well, L-glutamine, again, helps promote the lining, the repairing the lining of the stomach.
And then that would be leaky gut, too, then, because I was reading about that.
Yes, certainly does, because it repairs all that. But,
okay.
You know, it's not just the L-glutamine. That's the real key.
Oh.
How do we put this together? See, we added the short chain of fatty acids, which are basically like a prebiotic blend, but they actually combine with the L-glutamine to actually rebuild that mucosal membrane, which is real key. So it's how we put it together and the other ingredients that we added to it that actually make all this work correctly. And that's the real problem, because I had people that took L-glutamine on its own, and it didn't do the repair that was needed, so which is real key.
Right, right. Yeah, because I think the L-glutamine, a lot of times bodybuilders will take that just to, you know, build up the muscle mass. But yeah, you need some type of what we would call a synergy. And let's talk a little bit about this short-chain fatty acid promoting prebiotic blend. Now, it's got Indian cluster bean extract, also known as guar gum. Now, I always thought that is like a thickener. Does that help with mucus healing or mucilage type of action there?
Yes, it does. See, that's all part of that repair mechanism that
right.
We need actually to repair what's going on in there. So it actually helps that tissue and helps that intestinal also. So we're doing several different things with that. It's actually helping the intestinal bacteria by feeding some of that also, but
right.
We're also working with that L-glutamine to actually help rebuild that tissue we're talking about.
Okay, so you're kind of building the building blocks, bringing that in, but you're also kind of putting a fire out at the same time. Now, it also has apple pectin, which
right.
I kind of, the apples kind of really help. I think, don't they help with even like constipation and things like that? Isn't that kind of a lower bowel healer? What, tell me about what the mechanism is with that.
Right. Again, same focus. What we're doing with the other is to add to that repair mechanism,
mm-hmm.
but it does help the gut a lot also. So you are 100% correct when we look at that. So it does help. It does have a little calming effect also to that.
Okay.
Experience,
okay.
Awesome.
Really interesting. Now, the rabenoglactans, now I
right.
think of those as like fructooligosaccharides, or isn't that a prebiotic, or is there something more going on with that?
Well, arabinogalactin is really kind of unique because
yeah.
it does act as a prebiotic also, but it also aids in your immune system. It's
oh,
such a unique thing.
That's so right.
Really, right. So it's typically known as ARA6, but arabinogalactin is real unique in that aspect of it. So it's a very good fiber. It's good for the heart, but it's very good for the digestive tract. So we use a lot of different products, but it actually will boost your immune system. And it's more of a modulator, so it keeps everything within balance. And
oh.
so we're using that as a balancer also.
Awesome.
In that,
okay, because I'm immediately thinking, okay, Crohn's is an autoimmune disease,
yes.
and this is an immune modulator. And I've seen arabidoglactans even like in upper respiratory formulations and so forth.
Yes.
So it's not uncommon
yes.
to be used for all kinds of different things. And it has a lot of phenomenal properties. Where do arabidoglactans come from? Where are they sourced from?
Source is actually from a pine, the western larch.
That's right.
That's the source of it. So really unique in that area. So I
yes.
one of my favorite products.
Kind of like the sourcing of the pycnogenol, the French maritime pine bark. So this is
right.
yeah. So this is from the larch, the very healing. And if anybody wants to, you can Google it, because I remember looking this up years ago for an upper respiratory formula that Dr. Holt had, and it was almost, you know, he was using it as a cold and flu remedy. And it just
yeah.
really heals everything up. But then you've got all this. And again, we know a good portion of your immune system, actually your immune system starts in your digestive tract, or what, you know, we crudely call your gut. But in your small and large intestines, most of your immune system resides in there, or at least starts right there. So you've got this short chain fatty acid promoting prebiotic blend. Now, you said something about ARA6. Again, your apple pectin, because I know your company is really good about getting good sources for all of these. Do you have like a non-GMO, or what do you do about the quality of this product?
Yeah, that's one of the real bases of Nature's Plus. stuff anyway, is the whole area of non-genetically modified organisms. So that's one of the requirements that we have. So we actually test for genetics, too. And any raw material supplier has to supply us the genetic test, and then we require a second test done after we receive the raw material for genetics.
Right, because you're one of those first companies. I remember I got a big, thick book from you from one of the sales reps years ago, and you still provide that, but it's a book on an outside laboratory assay to make sure that if you say you've got 200 milligrams of vitamin C, there's, you know, plus or minus like 1%, but you're not going to get 50 milligrams or you're not going to get something else. You're going to get very, very, very close, and usually you're spot on with it, 200 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, I'm seeing, just to segue into that, I'm seeing this has vitamin C, vitamin E, calcium, zinc, and selenium. Now, I can really see the zinc and selenium because I know zinc carnosine is really good for ulcers and so forth. We have a product called Ulcitrol that I'm kind of thinking that could be taken in conjunction with this. And I guess I'll just, we'll get back to the vitamins. I want to ask you real quickly, David, can, like ALO is a really big one. What else could you add some other things to this product, or is it so great you don't need to do anything else?
Actually, we found that we really don't have to add anything to it because we covered such a wide area of the spectrum of the gut itself. But, you know, realizing all of this, we really wanted to have something that was much stronger because we went into some real severe cases of major problems. So what we did is we actually created the GI Natural Powder, and that's what I call the therapeutic product. So,
okay,
man,
well,
if I have major problems, I jump to the GI Natural Powder.
Let's talk about that in a minute. So let's get back to the vitamins and the minerals. Why those vitamins and why those minerals?
Well, again, we're looking at all the repair mechanism, and we know vitamin C, what, is a collagen producer. It helps
with
radical damage. So, and same thing with E. E is also one of those free radical fighters also.
Right.
So anytime you're inflaming or causing a problem in the digestive tract, we also need to address some of those other problems that are occurring in there also. So that's part of the purpose of that. And, of course, the calcium, we know that does play an important role also as an area to actually help calm down some of the acidity of the digestive tract. So
Yeah, and you've got the calcium carbonate and phosphate formula. I know the carbonate basically is, and we consider that like chalk if you really want to look at it chemistry-wise, but that's like in a lot of the antacids that you take, and they do work, and they really do kind of calm and soothe. You know, you maybe don't want to take it a high dose for a long period of time because, you know, there's you really don't want to be eating all that chalk, but a little bit, I could see where that would be very beneficial. And it also has the phosphate, calcium phosphate. Why this blend? This is interesting. I'm curious.
Yeah. And again, what we're looking at is on that focus of really calming down that area in order to repair it, because if I can't get it calmed down, then I'm going to have a harder time repairing that that system itself. And that's the purpose of those two forms.
Okay.
Those two forms we found that really focuses in on that area of irritation and stuff like that. So that's why we actually went to the second form and put it together as that combination.
And that's obviously a proprietary blend because it's just 300 milligrams of that combination, which I understand a lot of companies, some people get a little bit upset about a proprietary blend, but you know, when you get something spot on that really works, your competition's going to try to knock it off. And sometimes that's the only way that you can protect your, you know, trade secrets without getting a patent on anything. And you guys obviously, and I know how long has Nature's Plus been around?
Right now, it's right at about 48 years.
Right, that's what I was thinking, over 40, but you're getting close to 50 now. Wow.
Right. We are getting close to 50 years, yeah. So
man.
It's really neat. I mean, we've done a lot of good things in the industry, and I'm really proud of that.
Oh, I am too. I mean, you got to be doing something right to be around for 50 years or almost 50 years. Now, you also have the zinc and the selenium, and I know vitamin E is synergistic with the selenium. I know about zinc carnosine, but you're using zinc gluconate.
Yeah, glutenate, yeah.
Okay.
We found that also, as a repair mechanism, that form really seemed to outperform some of the other forms of zinc also. So, again, we're using, as you know, zinc is a very critical for repairing tissue also.
Yes.
And same thing with selenium. Selenium, those two really work synergistically with each other and actually aid in building that repair mechanism.
Okay, and you're using the splenomethanonine, I think is how it's pronounced. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and that's a really bioavailable form, if I'm not mistaken. So that's awesome. And again, we're not looking at it's super high doses. I know like with selenium, you don't want to take over, I think, of 650 micrograms and you're only at 35. So obviously you could take this product with a with like your Nature's Plus liquid gold vitamin or a really good high quality vitamin.
Right. You certainly can. And that's why, you know, again, typically when we put together stuff, we know that people should be on a really good multi, so we will also adjust our products but to make sure they're going to actually solve the problem. Because I tell people, a multi is the base.
Right.
When we add other things too, like a repair mechanism, we realize you're taking, typically you're taking a base product. So that just covers your basic needs. So we need to increase other ingredients to really focus in on, you know, the problem itself.
Exactly. Very, very smart. Yeah, I always tell people that a vitamin is foundational, and a lot of times they'll come in and they'll get this supplement or get that supplement, and, you know, then at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, but you really need to make sure you're getting all of your amino acids, you're getting all your minerals, and again, your product has like a fulvic mineral blend, and then, of course, with the whole foods, you're getting so many things we don't even know about yet, but we know they work really well because that's what our bodies are designed for, is a whole food, full spectrum type of a vitamin. And I'll tell you what, these new vitamins that are coming out are absolutely phenomenal, and they're all – and you were like one of the first companies that was like the whole food basics on that, and everybody's going to it. I mean, because it works so well. These isolated, synthetic – vitamins are actually, I think they make people sick. I think they do more harm than good. And that's what I love about your company is you're using, you're even like the vitamin E, it's not DL-alpha tocopherol, which is synthetic. It's the D-alpha tocopherol. So, I mean, that's really just phenomenal. Now, okay, so you could take this with a vitamin. If you want, you could maybe take a little ALO if you really felt like that, because ALO is real soothing. Sometimes people, you know, just get an outbreak where they just can't handle it. So ALO would be really something good that you could probably take with this. Now, you've got probiotics in here. So not only, and it's not a lot, it's only 25 milligram, but well, it's still got 100 million of the viable cells. So there's a good portion or a good dose here. And why have you chosen these? Okay, you've got the lactobacillus in carrot powder. That's interesting. What's going on with that?
And again, what we're trying to do is make sure that we have a variety of things that really aren't going to cause any problem within the gut itself. When we found that carrot powder also had a lot of unique probiotics in there also.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so it was another source instead of getting it from a dairy source.
Well, so, you know, and obviously you're not listing it, but obviously they're going to be getting some vitamin A too.
Right, right.
Which does so many different things. So, you know, right there, you've got a natural source of vitamin A and all the other, the bioflavonoids and the carotenoids. And a lot of the carotenoids, I don't think people realize bioflavonoids and carotenoids, a lot of them are anti-inflammatory. I know like this zeaxanthin that naturally occurs in the krill and the fish oil and so forth. That is a super anti-inflammatory. And I've seen miracles with that as far as with arthritis and inflammation and even for your eyes and your digestion and the whole bit. So it's just, that is interesting. So you've got a probiotic that is also basically anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. In a base.
Right.
That is so, I have not seen that before. Are you the only ones that have it in carrot powder? I've never seen that before.
I think we are. I haven't seen it either. So,
wow.
And again, we do a lot of research on stuff before we put a product together. So, so we want to make sure that whatever we're doing, we're not going to create an additional problem.
Right. Oh, so smart. Now you've got Lactospore, which is a registered trademark, so I'm sure it's got clinical studies. It looks like microencapsulated B coagulants. Okay, well, tell me about that probiotic.
Yeah, so it really, again, that was one that we really looked at because it really focused in on the gut without adding any additional problems to it. But the absorbability was much greater also from the studies that we looked at. In fact, it's been around for a long time. In fact, they've actually found it in the Egypt as far as some of the mummies.
Wow. That is cool. That is cool. Because I know they found certain things, certain probiotics and things. Now, again, it's not the same species, but like in the woolly mammoth, and they've been finding all kinds of interesting things. So they okay, so I know there's a lot of research on the Egyptian mummies and what they ate and what they did. And so this would be one that's been around for, we could say, millennia. Now, is it?
And it also has a tougher shell to it also.
Yeah.
So it's really more as far as the ability to stay alive without being destroyed by other organisms within the body itself, especially if you're trying to treat a person that's got all several of these problems going
on.
Right. You don't want to break the ingredients down. So that's what makes it also unique, is it does have that impervious element to it that allows us to get it to where we need it. So it could be utilized within the balance.
And I'm thinking, if I remember correctly, I think it's a little aggressive, because a lot of these, you want them to get in. The last thing you want to do is throw all these seeds down and still have the weeds taking over. You want to be able to throw seeds down and get like the zoysia grass or something that's going to really get in and fill in and help the other and be in conjunction and harmony with the other probiotics. So if I remember, isn't this one of those that's a little bit aggressive as far as killing out the bad bacteria?
Yes, and that's, again, that's one of the reasons why we used it, and that's why you find it, and it lasted so long, even within the mummies themselves.
Wow, wow. Okay, now you have the bifidobacterium, the bifido breve, and so you've got the lactobacillus, you've got the lactospore, and then, of course, the bifido, which makes up a huge portion of the bacteria, and that's a fairly common one, but it's also another one of those that I think likes to colonize, correct?
Yes, it is. That's the reason why we use that in there.
And fructooligosaccharides, we talked a little bit about that, the FOS, what we call the prebiotics, which is the good food. Now, does that come from chicory, or where does that one come from?
Yeah, our source is chicory. So,
okay.
And it's a very good source, a very clean source also. And it really helps the friendly flora. So it feeds your friendly flora and helps them. Because once you get enough of those, they actually block out the bad stuff that's actually in there, which is real key.
Right. Yeah, that is so important. You got to put fertilizer on your lawn for it to take over.
Right.
Now, enzyme-rich whole food blend. You've got papaya, banana, pineapple, mango, date, beets. Oh, my gosh, because beets are so good for your liver. And then raspberries, and you know, the ellagic acid in raspberries is, the Native Americans used to use that for a cancer remedy, and we know that it has the ellagic acid. And then cherries, the tart cherry, gout, all of that. Tell me a little bit about this blend. So there's enzymes here, right?
Yeah, and you're right. We also have the enzymes. They're going to support the digestive tract also, get everything to absorb better. And again, we want to help the absorption. We want to help all those building blocks work a lot better. So that's why we added that food blend to it, to support all of that.
Okay, and then you have the live enzyme blend, which would make sense. You know, the systemic enzymes, and of course you have all these enzymes to help clear out all of what I call the gunk and the dead matter and all of that, and to help with the digestion. And you've got a really good basic formula. I don't see anything in here that's that I've never really seen before, but it's, and you know, you got the protease, the cellulase, and again, that's, you know, you look at those for yeast and amylase, lactase, lipase, bromelain from the pineapples. So, hey, we've got just a few minutes left. I want to get into this because it's a little bit of a different formulation. This powder. Now, wait a minute. You've got serapeptase and turmeric and ginger that's different than the pill. So what's going on? I'm excited about this powder. Tell me about it, David.
The powder, we've really designed this for. So the gentleman that I was on had doing 15 tablets a day. Not everybody's going to do 15
right.
tablets
Oh,
a day.
No. Yeah, that's so right.
Right. That's why we came out with the powder. So the powder is a therapeutic dose. One scoop, that's all I would have had to use for him. I would have had him take that. Well, his case was so severe, so I would have probably had him do at least for 30 days two scoops, one in the morning and one at night.
Okay, I was just going to say, yeah, how would you do that? Like one in the morning, and can you do it on an empty stomach, or should you do it with food? Because you're saying with the other one, like a little bit before the meal, so how do you do this?
Now, I want it on an empty stomach, so I want it 30 minutes before they eat anything,
okay.
And then I want it right before they go to bed, so it really supports the whole gut system.
Okay, so you don't want anything in the way, because this is kind of like, I always tell my customers, it's kind of like seeding your lawn. You don't want to have a bunch of leaves and everything on your lawn when you're trying to put the seed down, so you really want to maybe rake your lawn and have it ready to go to, so it really takes in there. And, of course, you've got the fertilizer with the prebiotics and all the other things in here. Okay, now, serrapeptase is one of these super, it's what, you know, the silkworm uses to digest the silk, and it is so, I've studied it. There's a lot of ways they make it. Usually it's through like a fermentation, through basically a fungus fermentation process where most of it comes from, because actually serrapeptase from the silkworm, that would be toxic to humans, but it's something that we have. It's a systemic, what we call a systemic or digestive enzyme. It's really good for digesting proteins and getting rid of, like, what we call the circulating immune compounds that are in our blood. It cleanses your blood, your body, the whole bit, and you have 50 milligrams of that.
Right.
So, wow, what's going on with all of that? That's just like a super, it's going to get rid of a lot of garbage, I would think.
Right, but we also have it in there because it really helps repair damaged tissue.
It actually
helps the cells. Again, we want to remove some of the cellulose problems that are occurring and stuff that's actually affecting those cells. So we want to get at a cellular level and actually remove some of that cellular debris so we can get the nutrients into the cells. And that's the purpose of that. So
okay, so it's kind of like raking the leaves off your lawn. So it's going to get in there so you can get the nutrients. Yeah, because the last thing you want, and this is what I'm really excited about your product. Obviously, you've looked at absorption, bioavailability. So, you know, you could take a product and, oh, it didn't do anything. Well, you're really going to make sure that it does with some of the synergists that you have here. Now, turmeric and ginger, I could go all day on those. You're basically using an organic form of turmeric, and it's just, is it the whole turmeric that you're putting in there, or what's the deal with that?
It is. It's standardized, but we're also, of course, we always, whenever we standardize anything, we always add the rest of the plant in there.
Okay.
Because we know it has a synergistic effect on it. And you know, we've studied a lot of different components of it, but there are components that we still don't totally understand, but we know they really act as a synergistic means of creating that health-building benefit of it, which is very important.
Wonderful. And ginger, everybody knows about ginger as being a digestive aid, you know, for nausea, morning sickness, travel sickness, just a little upset stomach. A lot of times ginger is something that, you know, you could take just for that. So you've got that in there. That is absolutely phenomenal. I think those are the only basically three different things from the original pill formulation. Now, I want to state here real quickly that you don't have, it's free from artificial colors and preservatives, free from yeast, milk, eggs, fish, crustacean shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, and soybeans. And, of course, it's, I always love your manufactured with love. You always make everything. I love that, David. Is there anything else you want to add real quickly here?
Well, you know, you talk about ginger, but ginger also is an anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
Very, very important for the gut also. So it does really help in inflammatory areas, and that's why we did those three additional ingredients to really focus on the inflammation, and that's why the L-glutamine is so much higher.
Right.
So there's four grams of L-glutamine in there.
I see that. Well, that is absolutely awesome. David, thank you for all the information, and thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earth.